The Unhappy Ghost. Kate and Sally are sisters. They are twins. It's nighttime now. The twins are in bed. It's 11 o'clock. It's dark. Kate isn't sleeping. She can hear a strange noise. Listen, Sally, Kate says. But Sally doesn't answer. She's sleeping. Wake up, Sally, Kate says. What's the matter? Sally says sleepily. Listen, there's a noise. I can't hear a noise, Sally says. Shh, listen, there it is, Kate says. It's a ghost, Kate says. No, it isn't, Sally says. It's the wind. Now be quiet, Kate. I want to sleep. I'm tired. It's 12 o'clock. Kate isn't sleeping. She's listening. Wake up, Sally, Kate says. What's the matter now? Sally says crossly. Listen, it's a ghost. That isn't a ghost, Sally says. It's the wind in a chimney. The noise is louder and louder. Oh no, Kate says. I'm scared. Kate jumps into Sally's bed. Suddenly, a ghost comes down the chimney. The ghost is all white. The ghost says. It jumps on the bed. The ghost says very loudly. The ghost waves its arms. Sally stands up on the bed. She's very cross. Woohoo to you too, Sally says crossly to the ghost. Do you know the time? Haven't you got a watch? It's after midnight. Now go away. I want to sleep. The ghost starts to say. Then it stops. It jumps off the bed. It starts to cry. The ghost cries. It looks sadly at the two girls. What's the matter, ghost? Kate says.
I'm so lonely,
the ghost says.
I haven't got a friend.
Poor ghost, Kate says. I'll be your friend.
Oh, thank you,
the ghost says.
I'll come and see you every night.
Oh no, Sally says, not every night. All right, Kate says, you can come one night a week, but please don't make noises. Be very quiet.
I'll be very quiet,
the ghost promises.
Goodbye, see you next week.
Then it goes quickly up the chimney. Hurry, Sally says. Now I can sleep. See you next week. And this is the end.